I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A troubled institution. After having been charged with dishonesty and misconduct and being placed under a period of preventive suspension, Commissioner Aldrin Derelag returns to the office, cleared of all charges, the pall of suspicion over him lifted. I know the school heads of the colleges and universities within his area of supervision. I have yet to hear a derogatory statement about him. Before being conscripted into government service, he was an academic, respected by all who had the good fortune to be his students. He remains a humble, unassuming person. And even when aspersions were cast on him, apparently a diversionary tactic to keep the scrutinizing public gaze away from the real misdeeds in Ched that have recently come to light, he was neither vicious nor vociferous in protesting his innocence and defending his good name. He trusted in the truth, and he was not disappointed. But Ched is a troubled institution, and this is not the first time I have written about this. The very first problem is its mandate. What is its role in relation to higher education, college and university schooling? Whatever may have been provided by Republic Act 7722, the time has come to align its powers and responsibilities with the fundamental precepts of the Constitution in respect to higher education. Of these, academic freedom is primordial. It is the atmosphere within which higher education institutions can flourish. It is the guarantee that the homogenizing that is the polar opposite of higher education is avoided. This is the reason that in its two dimensions, the freedom of the institution and the freedom of the scholar, academic freedom yields to no bureaucratic power or state intrusion. It is because Ched has arrogated itself too much power that malfeasance is an ever-present, ominously looming threat. Power corrupts, and that is especially true when the continued operation of colleges and universities is dependent on the favor and benign consideration of the agency of the state that Ched is. The Cagayan State University has been a victim of Ched's mangling of the provisions of Republic Act 10931 that, in effect, guarantees free university education in state universities and colleges to first coursers, those who enroll for a first degree in public universities. Despite the fact that the law guaranteed SUKS the amount that would cover the fees of its enrollees, the university had to endure drastic cuts in the amounts it received. Private colleges and universities have been similarly prejudiced. Some of their students are guaranteed tertiary education subsidies, but for some time, these funds were unavailable or perniciously diminished. Inquiries and protests led to long-winded, convoluted ratiocinations that, in sum, simply pointed to mismanagement and official ineptitude. In fact, Republic Act 10931, crafted no doubt with the advice of Ched, stands in need of a revisit. Not all students of state universities and colleges are in need of state assistance for their studies. But the law threatens with penalty any SUK that collects fees from its students while directing them to provide mechanisms by which students who are able to voluntarily opt out of the scheme of free tuition, free miscellaneous fees, and bear the costs of their own schooling. Rare will be that student, if any were ever to be found, who will renounce his or her right to free education and volunteer to pay for the costs of schooling. Ched could have more wisely provided for a socialized scheme that would have awarded slots for free public education on the basis of family income and financial capacity. One of the promises of Bagong Pilipinas is for the government to be an enabler and, therefore, to be a disabler of disablers. Many will agree with me, I am confident that Ched is, in many respects, a disabler. Under the aegis of Bagong Pilipinas, it has to be disabled, either stopped or reinvented. Rani_Aquino@sanbeta.edu.ph Rani_Aquino@csu.edu.ph Rani_Aquino@outlook.com
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.